5 seconds.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues, we have a great, great show for you tonight with our guest, Mr. George Jung. And if anybody's seen the movie Bro, well, that was about his life. So listen in tonight, and you're going to hear a great story. And before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very, very glad to be here tonight. We got my main man in the house, Mr. George Jung. And me and Mr. Jung, we became friends while he was still incarcerated, his last 2 years of incarceration. We kept close in touch all the way until he came home to the halfway house, and now he's doing great things, you know, and we're going to bring him and Mr. T on right now, and we're going to have each one of them formally introduce themselves, and we're going to have Mr. George on first, and he'll formally introduce himself. Mr. George, you're on the air.
Hi, this is George, and you know, I'd like to say hello to everybody out there who's listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
All right, and now we're going to go to his partner, Mr. T, I call him, and he's going to phone him and introduce himself.
Hey, Boyd, this is Rafael Cimino. Glad to be on the show. We really appreciate you inviting us.
And we're very glad to have you here. So I'm going to go to Mr. George first. And Mr. George, I want you to just let the people know how did all this come about with you, with your drug trade and everything, and then we're going to lead all the way up to what you and Mr. T are doing now.
Okay. Back in the 60s, I was attending college in the University of Southern Mississippi. And then I later transferred to the University of Tennessee, and I had some kind of hunger for more adventure. And Tuner and I, my best buddy, we decided to go to college out in California. And one of the reasons being is that it was a lot cheaper, and we'd never been to California. So we put some money down on a little TR3 sport car, which is a Triumph. And we drove across country and ended up in Long Beach, California, in a place called Belmont Shores. And it's a college town full of, and all the Long Beach State students live there. And it was like dropping into paradise. And we went to school there for a while, and then got introduced to smoking pot. And then we progressed from there to selling it, of course. And then I got the bright idea, why not go down to Mexico and smuggle it and make even a bigger profit. And that's how it all began, basically.
Right. And when you got off into the drug slinging with the marijuana real heavy, that did real good for you, and then you crossed over into another zone. Tell the viewers, how did you get into that other half of the game, which was the coke game?
Well, like in the drug trade, I got busted in Chicago and was sentenced to they didn't have any mandatory sentencing then. I was sentenced to 5 years, and you did 20 months on one-third on 5 years. You got out of the parole system, and And in there, I met a Colombian, and he told me the price of the cocaine, which was at that time $60,000 a kilo in the United States. And, you know, my eyes widened, and my mind started spinning, and the larceny in my heart grew bigger and greater. And we were both getting out about the same time. And what I basically did is just changed product and used the same skills with the airplanes and what have you, and the people that sold the marijuana for me, I changed them over to selling cocaine. And to be honest with you, none of us knew that it was possible we could even sell the cocaine. And when we went out there to push it on the market, it exploded like an atomic bomb. And, you know, and it just happened, and it took hold of America. And that's how that worked.
Right. And you did that for a very long time and made a lot of money. And now I want you to let the viewers know that how the flip side of that was after all the money came and all the having a great time came. What happened after that?
Well, you what happened? You crash and you burn. And the all the good times are gone. And it's not worth the price of admission. You basically sell your soul to the devil.
Right. And this time, when you had got out the game for a while, and let the viewers know when you got out the game, what pulled you back in the game that led you to this long prison sentence this time?
Well, it wasn't about the money. It was I had 20 years to sit and analyze it, and it was about the thrill. I was basically a thrill junkie, and I had no peace within myself unless I was experiencing that thrill.
And that thrill cost you how many years, Mr. George?
20 years.
20 years.
And let the youth know nowadays, you know, is that worth it, taking that kind of risk? Is it worth it in any kind of way to go sit down for a 20-piece?
Freedom is the most precious gift on the face of the earth. It's more valuable than all the gold in the earth and all the treasures in the bottom of the sea. And it's priceless. You can't buy it. And, you know, it's all about choice. You have to make the right choice. And the penalty today is so severe that you have to be crazy to try this. And I think that most of the kids out there don't even know what the penalty is, I guarantee you, because I met thousands of them in prison, and they never knew what the penalty was for moving drugs. And when they were finally caught, which damn near everybody is, they were overwhelmed when they were told what they were facing.
That life sin.
And, you know, it's a sad, sad, sad situation that needs to be, you know, come to an end.
Yes, you know. And, Mr. George, I want you to let the viewers also know, how did the movie Blow About Your Life come in effect?
Well, back in 87, I sat down and I wrote a book. It was called Grazing in the Grass Until the Snow Came.
Yes.
And a friend of mine was a writer for Rolling Stone, and he saw the manuscript, and he liked it, and he wanted to rewrite it in a more professional form, and basically that's how it all came about. He took it to his agent in New York, and then he was taken off the project, and I was assigned Bruce Porter. It was an investigative reporter, and they gave us a large advance, and we We traveled all over the United States and Mexico to verify everything that I had stated in the book. And after we did that, that took close to a year, then Porter sat down and rewrote the book. They didn't like the name at all, and when we were trying to come up with another name, we were at the agent's office in New York, Sarah Lazen, at Sarah Lazen Books, and the secretary was getting us some coffee, and she overheard our conversation, and she said, why don't you call it Blow? That's what they called it, Studio 54, and, you know, and it clicked. It was just a happenstance, serendipity, if you call it. And that's how it came about.
That's what's happening, you know. And when the movie came out, I seen the movie when it first came out, and it was a boggling movie because it didn't only teach you the ins and outs of the game, but it also taught you the big price, you know what I mean, that comes with that, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
The price, like right. You said, it don't pay because it's a hell of a lot going on when they come for you, you know? And they talking about a life sentence, not no 2 or 3 years. So when you went away this time, Mr. George, and got to 20 years, let the viewers know, how did you end up getting that sentence?
Well, what happened is that it was a correct criminal sentence. And you know, and the judge said, even though you have abstained from crime for over 14 years, I still consider you a career criminal. And now I've abstained from crime over 35 years, and I'm wearing an ankle bracelet and can't go more than 150 feet from the house.
Right. And you letting the, and what advice would you give these youths out here today, Mr. George, now that you're home, what advice would you give these young kids?
Don't break the law. It's not worth it. And find another choice. Make good choices. That's what it's all about, good choices. Because
they'll
bury you alive. And you'll curse your mother for ever being born.
Yes, yes. And now, Mr. George, I want to ask you about you and Mr. T with this new book, Heavy. You know, let the viewers know a little bit about that, and then I'm going to go to Mr. T and let him speak on the book.
Okay, I sat down in the after Blow and I wrote a 180-page manuscript. It was actually in a screenplay form, and it was based on historical events that took place in the 80s. And of course, the director of Blow, I don't know if everybody knows this, but 4 months after the movie Blow, he died of a cocaine overdose.
Wow.
And which was, you know, terribly, terribly sad. He left 2 young children behind, and he had just made one of the best movies on the planet, and he was headed for stardom and success.
Yes.
And he put it all up his nose.
Wow. Bad choice.
And so what happened is that I was looking around for somebody to give this to, and the years went by, and several people wanted to do it with me, but they wanted too much, and they wanted to take advantage because I was in jail or what have you. And so I kind of laid back on it for a couple of years, and when I was in prison, I received a book from Mr. Cimino, and it was a gift that he had sent me, and I wasn't familiar with Todd in that. It was called Mid-Ocean, and I read it, and it was very informative, and I liked the way he wrote, and it was almost as if he had been there, and I decided to ask him if he would work with me on doing a book and a movie. Yeah. And we went round and round, and finally, here we are. We have a book and hopefully a movie coming out.
That sounds good. And right there, Mr. George, I want you to hold on for a minute, and then I'm going to go to Mr. T and bring him in. You on the line,
okay.
Mr. T. I want you to speak on that right there. Take that from Mr. George.
Okay, Boyd. Yeah, George and I talked for probably a year before we decided to go forward with the project. I was a little skeptical about trying to develop something, you know, on the tail end of Blow. Blow was kind of a, at the time, what I thought was an all-inclusive story. But then the more we talked, the more we, you know, I discovered there were a lot of stories that hadn't been told. George was, this treasure trove of ideas, stories, adventures, and we decided to kind of craft them into a two-month adventure that's all based on actual events, but crafted fictionally so that it would fit into a two-month time frame, and we came up with Heavy. Heavy will be released in the next week or so digitally, and then by the first of the month in hard form. And the screenplay has already been written, and we're working with a production company in New York right now to take that to the next level. So, that's kind of where we're at.
And I'm glad to hear that, Mr. T, because it's so many people that need to hear a lot of great things, because it's so many of us out here that take life for granted, and especially our young youths, they don't look at them long life sentences until the judge say LFE, and it's game over then, you know what I'm saying? So we have to continually to educate them to not go down that type of street.
Well, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that some of the most philosophical writings have come from prison. You look at some of the books from the Bible, you look at philosophers all over the globe. Some of the most passionate philosophical pieces came from prison. And one of the things that I discovered about George was that he wasn't just this famed drug smuggler, but he had a very passionate heart about life philosophy and his philosophy, which had obviously been evolving over the years, and so that was one of the things that I was very dedicated to when we wrote this, was to including as much of his personal philosophy as possible, because we're dealing with someone who has 70 years to offer and has seen things that 99% of the population will never ever experience or come close to experiencing. And I think his perspective is very, very important and shouldn't be passed on by any means. And so I think, you know, the readers of Heavy will definitely benefit from that standpoint.
And that's great. And I just want to say to you, I give you much respect, because you reached out to Mr. George and you kept it real with him, and you didn't take advantage of him because, you know, he was in prison. So that just shows me that you're a stand-up guy.
Well, you know, George and I have been through a lot, actually, back and forth. You know, I think there were a lot of trust issues on both sides, and you know, we've basically grown to the point we are right now, and our relationship is a lot more than just co-writers. I'm also George's agent, represent him professionally, and we're taking George to the next level, which is hopefully to be able to take his message to college campuses around the country, maybe even around the globe. Someday, and let him enlighten people as to, you know, what he's experienced and what it's done to his life.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I was going to tell Mr. George also, you know, our big event is coming up this weekend, Stand Up Arizona, Anti-Gangs, Drugs, Violence, and Awareness Conference this week. And we have Snoop Dogg mother coming down and the real Fury Rick Ross coming down and Donna Buchanan. And our next event that we plan, we're definitely going to reach out to you and have you and Mr. George come on down as well, because this is going to be an ongoing thing, educating these kids and everything. So I just wanted to throw that out there in the air as well.
Most definitely. We'd love to participate in your project, and we'll definitely keep the channels of communication open.
Sounds good. And I'm gonna run back to Mr. George right quick, Mr. T, and you hold tight, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. George, I'm going to let my wife say a few words right quick. And hold on, Mr. George.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you guys for coming on the show and, you know, sharing your stories. And I know whatever you do in the future, it's going to be a great example to help others understand and to maybe keep away from some of the things that you went through. And, you know, it's just amazing some of the things that you've gone through. And then to survive 20 years of prison, you know, I'm looking forward to the movie and the book. What can you tell us? Can you give us a little bit of insight about some of the things that you're planning with it?
Well, we definitely have this project going, and hopefully we're going to work on another one together, which we have in mind. And I want to do speaking to the universities, because that's what change takes place in the universities, and it filters down from there. And, you know, I want to put the message out to the college level, and then have them put it out to the streets and the elementary school and what have you, and make some definite changes in this country. Like, there was the Million Man March, and now we need an Every Man March. Every man has to get out there and look after these kids.
That's right, because the streets don't love you back.
You know, there's no love out there. But we have to turn the streets into love.
That's right.
You know, instead of everybody, you know, sitting in their house behind locked doors, they need to open the doors and get out there in the yards and the streets and be with the kids.
Exactly.
And
society
has isolated itself, and that's one of the main problems.
Yeah, when we were growing up, we did everybody on the street, and we played together, and we did things together, and nowadays we don't know our neighbors, and we don't do anything with them.
No, and that's why the streets have become fearful and dark and mysterious, okay? And that they don't have to be like that. And we have the richest country in the world with all the resources, and we need to rebuild the schools in the inner cities. Instead of busing kids out of there to a richer school, all schools should be equal.
Right. Yeah, that's a big problem, losing a lot of schools.
And when I went to school, we had the best educational system in the world. And now we're down, I don't know what the exact figure is, but we've dropped considerably. And the question is why?
Well, they're not putting money into the school systems. They're putting it into prisons. How about that?
Yeah. Well, that's a sad, sad tale.
They're tearing down schools and building more prisons.
Right. It's asinine and it's evil. Okay.
It is. I agree with you on that. You know, we need to educate these kids and send them to school and teach them while they're young, so that they don't need to go to prison. We don't need to build prisons. You know, it's just the big corporations that are benefiting from all of that.
We need to start at the grade school level and educate these kids about drugs and what they are, so they're able to make a choice without any question in their mind. And they'll just say no, and that'll be the end of it all.
Right. Yes, But, yeah, we do.
But we don't have money. We have money for war and this and that, and we don't have money for sports programs. We have to cut the sports programs, and you know the question is why? What the hell is really going on?
Right.
And
there's no reason why these young kids can't get a good education.
And people have to stand up and make it happen. It's not going to happen when you're sitting in your house behind locked doors. You have to go out into the streets and make it happen.
Right. You have to make a change. We do have another caller that's listening in, so we want to go ahead and go to them and see if they have a question for you or if they're just listening. And we're going to go to the caller with the last four digits, 5533. Caller, you're on the air.
All right.
Is there anybody there? Last four digits of your phone number, 5533.
Yeah, Mr. George, I guess they were just listening in. But I'd like for you to go ahead and let the viewers know the website where they can get heavy at and let them know what's good.
I think Todd can give you the website better than I can.
Okay, Mr. T, you there?
Yes. Heavy will be available by the 15th of September through all of the digital formats, whether you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo Books, Diesel Books, Catbirds, every, you know, iTunes, every digital format on the planet will have Heavy available by September 15th. And then on the 1st of October, actual printed copies will be available through Amazon.
All right. That sounds good right there. And for those that's waiting for that, please log on and get that book Heavy. And also the movie Heavy is going to be in effect as well, right, Mr. T?
Yes, we're working with a production company in New York right now, and I'm actually in the middle of the latest revision of the script, which is due next week, and we'll be submitting that and getting everyone up to speed and moving forward with that. We're actually already looking at a production location in Puerto Rico. They have some excellent tax incentives down there, and the location fits the script perfectly, and so we're really looking forward to that.
All right. That sounds good right there. So what I'm going to do, Mr. T, I'm going to go to a commercial, and then I'm going to come back and let you and Mr. George wrap the show up.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
right,
thank you.
Back.
Okay, thank you.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona, Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back, sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket pricing, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email Lucinda Boyd, rn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlovyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference. It's September 6, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, and stand up, Arizona.
All right, we back with you, Mr. T. You can go ahead and give your last words and shout-outs to anybody you would like to give shout-outs to. And then I'll go to Mr. George.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for having us on the show. And I would like to give a shout-out to our publicist, Brian Fitzgerald, and tell him and his lovely bride happy anniversary. And, again, thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, it's all good, T. We look forward to working with you, you know. And we'll give you your words, Mr. George.
Okay, I'd like to thank you and your wife for having me on the show, and I look forward to meeting you both in the very near future, and we can continue to work towards our goal, which is to get these kids off the street and get them off drugs. And I'd like to thank Johnny Depp for waiting for me at the crossroads of my life, and extending his hand when I walked out, and Ted Demme, who I directed Blow, who I know is up there smiling right now, and it's okay, Ted, I'm taking care of business for you, and everybody else out there who supported me with letters and loved the movie, and I want to thank everyone.
My man, and that's all real, Mr. George, and we just want, here at the Streets Don't Love You Back, we just want to give thanks and love to you as well, and just much love to you, man, for joining the movement 2 years ago while you were still behind the walls, and now that you're out and you're still working with the movement and getting your films and books and everything together, and we're honored to know you, Mr. George, so we just want to send love your way as well and to your whole family and crew.
It's an honor to know you. You're a pretty special guy. You are.
Hey, thank you, Mr. George.
And it's great to be working with you now and your wife also. And I want, as I said before, I want to thank everybody.
And we appreciate you, Mr. George. We just want to say, hey, you have a great, great night. You and Mr. T and y'all families. And we are looking forward to y'all coming out here to AZ. And we're going to shoot out to Cali. And we're going to continue working and educating these kids to a better tomorrow.
Okay, well, the barbecue's waiting. All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, Mr. George, you definitely knew what to say, did you, Mr. George? Because the barbecue
That's
is
right.
still got to put on the grill.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I know what to say.
Hey, Mr. T, when he said barbecue, you know, that's a brother's thing there. So we just waiting for the greens and, you know what I mean, potato salad, you know?
Hey, we'll be there, man. Just let me know.
Hey, that sounds good, man. Hey, both of y'all have a great, great night, and send love to all y'all families. And we looking forward to just continue working together for the kids.
Okay, one is the number and two is the one.
That's what it is, Dan.
Good night, guys.
All right, have a good one now. God bless y'all.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night, Mr. George.
All right.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and Fannis been gone for a while. Let's see the kids doing real good. We on a condition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fact for the wish. Team Cleveland in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews, and that's Slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. I was just lying to myself, yeah. Really believe no one would have me, yeah. So put my poor heart on a shelf, oh baby.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back. with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
The Streets Don't Love Your Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference. This September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlovyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference, this September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, "Hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do." And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay. That was worth it, and then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick, and I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted, and it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day, and I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by The Meth Project.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still.
My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Still hungry for them chips, don't make me flip. Carry your brain with the
diamond chips. Just bought a new whip, can't it pay a double dip. Every day is a hustle, I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Life can't break the distress in my eyes. It is 18 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Shh. 9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21, they know some of us.
No, but they think most
of us. Y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say, they ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here, no one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour. Put the plan at InfoWars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, purify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you on, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you on, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones. I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. Shot, we are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you on, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you on, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance.
1984, no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitch. We ain't gonna be your punk, we ain't gonna be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt, just a little prick.
It'll hear, yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, we're down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. Get too close,
but we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast.
From
is. Goodbye, good riddance. With the war on information, the planet's a prison. What side are you on? Let's make a decision. Made a decision. Let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
Welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. You're on the air, caller. All right. Welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. You're on the air, caller.
Emilio time. Emilio time.
Emilio time. What it do, baby? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I'm How you doing? Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, baby, you know we living, man. You know we can't complain, man. Just out here still helping these kids get educated, bro. We hear you got
some good things happening, man.
You know. Yeah, we hear you got some good things coming in the works on September the 26th, man. Go ahead and speak on that.
Yeah, you know, we're getting ready for this September the 26th. You know, it's been a year, you know, since I fought, but, you know, we're getting ready. You know, we're feeling good, you know, and everything's just going the way it's going, man.
Yeah, I'm loving that, man. You know what I mean? The fans and the people in AZ can see you get back in there and do what you do, baby. You know what I mean? So how training camp coming along for you?
It's doing good. You know, we're back with Jose Benavidez. So, you know, there was nothing missed pretty much. You know, we trained together my first, three pro fights. And, you know, we did really good on communication and everything, and it's just like back to normal, you know. It's like being back at home. So, you know, it's going really, really good. You know, I just can't wait to get in that ring.
That's what's happening, my man. And how your little queen doing? How she's coming along?
Man, she's getting big, man. She's getting real big. She just turned one on July the 10th. Man, she just getting too big, man.
That's what time it is, man. And now, who is your opponent, champ? You're going to be fighting?
Right now, at the moment, we don't have one. But I think by next week, we'll find out who exactly we're going to be fighting. But right now, we're just getting ready for anything.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Then, you know what I'm saying? So I hear that you're going to be you and your dad and your team going to be coming to our big event this weekend.
Oh yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we loving that, man, you know what I mean? And like I say, you know, I love what you do, man, for the kids and how you interact with the kids and everything. And even though you're not in the ring all the time, you know, I see the great things you do outside the ring. So Streets Love You Back, just want to give you and your pops and your whole team a big shout-out, man, you know, for what y'all do on that level as well.
Yeah, man, I just want to say thank you, man, for everything. You know, I try as much as I can for the kids, you know. I just recently helped out for my school for this student government thing. And, you know, it was pretty cool, you know, talking to some of the kids. And some of these kids, you know, they don't really need somebody, but, you know, it's always good to have somebody they can look up to. And, you know, I'm not the person, you know, I could say, you know, you need to look up to me, but, you know, I'll help out any kid whoever needs help. You know, they have any questions and everything, you know, I'm there for them. You know, they need somebody to talk to. I'm there for them, you know, and, you know, I'm just more worried about the kids getting their education before anything.
And that's real, man, and that's what I like to hear out you, champ, because we have to always educate our children to a better tomorrow, because It's a whole lot of them out here taking life sentence chances out here. And it's not back in the old days when I was back in the day and me and my team, you know, making millions of dollars in that game. And we didn't know what was happening. You know, we were just kids and got a hold of this sudden and made a lot of money. You know what I mean? But it was a lot of bad luck came with that too. You know what I mean? Life sentence, death, and all of that. So we want to keep our youth away from that because you don't have to be a drug dealer or no thug or no gangbanger to be successful.
Amen.
Life, you know? And you're a prime example. You know what I mean? You ain't no thug or no gangster. And, you know, you make your living the honest way, and you're doing things to give back and help the community. You know what I mean? And it's one kid
yeah.
at a time.
You know, really I have to thank my dad for that. You know, my dad is the reason why I'm not out there doing whatever, you know what I mean, trying to do all the other stuff. You know, my dad, he was the one that was very strict on us, on telling us what we needed done, and, you know, it was no, we couldn't even go outside and go play, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know, we'd come home, get our schoolwork in, do our chores, and then I was out to the gym, and my brother was out on the football field, you know, my sister was out doing something else, you know, and that's, you know, I like to see, you know, a lot of kids don't really have that in their life, that father figure or that mother figure, you know, and I'm just blessed to have that. And, you know, every
yeah.
kid, you know, that doesn't have it, you know, there's always somebody else that can help them, you know, and if I'm that guy that needs to help them, you know, so be it, you know what I mean? I can help as much as I can, you know, and as far as I can take it.
And that's what I like to hear, champ, because there's so many us got to be out there on the battlefield, you know, like I tell a lot of homeboys that talk to me, you know, we have to be out there in the trenches of the game. Order to help these children, because like you say, a lot don't have moms and dad and things like that, you know what I mean? So they need that individual that can go out there on the battlefield and bring them into the fold, you know what I'm saying, to let them know, hey, little homie, or hey, little home girl, it could be a better day, and I'm here to show you how to make that happen, you know? So I love you for that, man, and I love your dad for putting that and stealing that in you, bro, but that's what it is, you know?
Yes, sir.
So what we're going to do with you, champ, I want you to hold tight, and I'm going to play a song for you, and I'm going to play a commercial, and we're going to come back with the champ Mio time because he's going to do his thing once again September 26th, and that's going to be at the Phoenix Convention Center. Is that correct, champ?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you hold on, champ. We'll be right back with you. We're going to go to a song and a commercial, and we're going to get right back at you.
All
right.
My man.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September 6, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference, this September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center,
1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and we rocking tonight with my main man, Meal Time, and one of the Arizona finest, and he's going to be doing his thing September the 26th, and we're going to do what we do right here at the Streets and Love You Back radio show. We're going to go to a good song for Meal Time, and then we're going to be right back with my main man, Meal Time, in the house.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and Fallon's been gone for a while. Let's see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change, for the fountain, for the wishing. My team Cleveland in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. You got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. But if you're cold, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walking around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Really, really.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we right back to the Streets Don't Love You Back Hottest Radio Show with my man Mayo Time. You still in there with us, Mayo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My man. So, hey, Mayo, tell the people, man, where they can get these tickets at, man, because I know this going to be a hot card, man. And if you can tell the viewers who's going to be on this card, man, because it's a hot ticket.
You know, the tickets are going to be sold at the event, the Phoenix Event Center, and I also have tickets. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Emilio Milo Time Colon Garcia, my Twitter, Milo Time 8, my Instagram, Milo Time 8. And, you know, it's going to be some good guys in there. You know, Andrew Hernandez is going to be on there. Keenan Carball is going to be on there. You know, Mario Esparza is going to be on there. Fernando Samaniego, you know, it's going to be a really good card. You know, we got some guys that are coming up and who's been away from the ring for a little bit. So, you know, it's going to be a really good card.
My man, and who's promoting that event? Because I want you to give the people who's promoting that event a plug on the show tonight, too.
Ben Miranda Promotions, the B&B Promotions. You know, she's actually a real great, real good lady. You know, they just came up in the scene to, you know, they wanted to throw fights. And, you know, it's perfect for me because, you know, I'm looking to get in any type of fight right now. So, you know, they're starting off really good, you know, a really good event. You know, they have a really good venue. So, you know, we'll just have to see on fight night.
That's what it is, man, you know. And I definitely wish everybody on the card success. And I want to give much love out to the promotional company that's putting this event together. And I wish them all the success, which I know is going to be a great, great event because everybody you name, I done met all of y'all and all y'all great guys, and I know it's going to be a great, great show for the people.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a real good show. So you guys, I know you're out there listening, so come and get your tickets because you know it's going to be a real good show.
That's what it is, man. And any shout-outs you'd like to give anybody on Mayo Time?
Yeah, you know, I want to shout out you. You know what I mean? I want to thank you for having me on this show. You know, I want to thank AZ Auto Collision, one of my sponsors, and his, my dad's body shop. You know, I want to thank Gregos from Tacos. They're one of another big sponsors of mine. You know, I just want to thank my team. You know, my team is getting me ready, perfectly ready for this fight. You know, we've been out for a little bit. We haven't been gone, though, but, you know, we're getting in, and we want to be ready for this fight, you know, and I want to know my dad's probably listening. You know, I want to thank my dad, you know, because, you know, that's my worst critic and my biggest fan.
My man, you know, and, hey, dad going to let you know what's real, and he going to let you know what's filthy. So
yes, sir.
When he let you know both sides of the coin, man. And I just want to say once again, man, I appreciate you calling in tonight, Mayo Time. I appreciate your dad reaching out to me, man. And, you know, we letting this thing happen, man. And we're looking for a great, great show September 26th. And I'm looking to see y'all out to my event this Saturday. And I want to just say thank you, your dad and your whole team, man, for y'all support with our big event coming up. And we're going to have superstar hip-hop rapper Snoop Dogg mother in the house. You feel me? We're going to have the real freeway Ricky Ross in the house. You dig? We're going to have Donald Buchanan in the house, you know? And I can go on and on. But Saturday, September the 6th, it's going to be off the Heze at the Arizona Event Center. So be there. You feel me? And September 26th, Mayo Time and his team step in the house at the Phoenix Convention Center. Be there, baby. And that's the place to be. Anything else you need to let the viewers know, Mayo Time?
No, I just want to say thank you for everything, all your support, and thank you for giving the word out to these kids, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, man, and we send much love to your whole team and dad and everybody, man. So we look forward to seeing y'all, man, Saturday, man. And peace and love to the whole crew.
All right. Yes, sir. We'll be there.
Yes, all right. Peace, baby.
R.I.P.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, "Hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do." And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay, that was worth it. And then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick. And I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted. And it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day. And I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
Control. We're calling, baby. spiraling out of control. Ball with me, my friends. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friends. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're balling out of control, my people. We're balling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Balling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And I think we got a guest calling in. Let me check her out. Last four digits, 5306. Caller, you on the air. I guess they listening in. But what we're going to do tonight, I want to give my fam, the team, a big, big shout out. You know what I'm saying? At the Arizona Event Center, my man Wayne and Barry and all them over there. We want to thank you all from the Streets Don't Love You Back for hosting this event for us, September the 6th, this Saturday. And we want to just say, man, we look forward to doing a lot of great things with y'all and much love, man, you know, because it's all about educating these kids at the end of the day, you know. And that's what we're all about here at the Streets Don't Love You Back team. So we just want to give our whole team out there in Mesa a big shout out. Wayne, you my man. We always communicate, my friend, and we're just going to be seeing each other, man, this weekend with your whole team, having a great time educating the kids and just meeting and mingling and networking to a better tomorrow. So right now we're going to go to another song, and then we're going to be out of here. Be right back.
I don't know if you know, but I you treated me when we first met. Now, baby, I fell hard for you. I was so glad we met. You said that I was the best that it could get. Just when I thought you were falling for me, you got a page, and you know who's calling.
Hottest radio show worldwide. We had a great show tonight. We had my main man on tonight, Mr. George Young, and that is the man that they did the movie about, Blow, and he's a great man, you know, made some mistakes and he paid for them. And now he's educating our youth against gangs, drugs, and violence and abuse. So we want to thank Mr. George for coming on the show tonight, and we want to thank Mr. T for coming on the show tonight that I call him, and he's a good man as well. And we also want to thank Mia Time and his dad for coming on the show tonight. Don't forget the event coming up September the 26th. Mia Time back in the ring and a lot of great fighters back in the ring as well. And don't forget September the 6th, this Saturday, Stand Up Arizona is in effect. We're looking to see you all there. So come on out, get educated. We got celibate speakers in the house that night. We got superstar hip-hop rapper Snoop Dogg's mother in the house, Miss Beverly Broadus Green in the house, you know. And we got moms in the house all the way, and she's definitely educating against that lifestyle. The real Freeway Ricky Ross in the house, and he's definitely educating against that lifestyle. And we got Donna Buchanan, and we got Melissa coming. She's coming all the way from Hawaii, and she's educating against gangs, drugs, and violence. She also became a member of our movement while she was still in prison as well as Donna Buchanan. So we're going to have a great, great weekend this weekend. and educating. So without further ado, I would just like to say I always remember the streets don't love you back, and thank my beautiful, lovely wife for always being down for the cause and staying focused on the movement. So we're sending love out to the universe, and we're going to go out with that commercial again, Stand Up Arizona. Peace and love. We out.
The Streets Don't Love Your Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlookyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlookyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the anti-gang, drug violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, turn out, and stand up, Arizona.